今天是麦道卫牧师特别的在我们当中。
Pastor McDowell is among us.
我们可以看到哈，他的妻子和四个宝贝在这里。
We can see like he and his wife and four beautiful daughter among us.
是非常可爱哈。
It's very lovely family.
那每次我见到麦道卫牧师哈。
Every time when I see Pastor McDowell.
我都被他宣教的热情所打动。
I was touched by his passion for mission.
他是在 FEA 那边是宣教事工的负责人。
He is a director of the for the mission department in FEA.
所以每次看着他，他都忙忙碌碌。然后那边的宣教的事工，宣教的年会，然后组织教会来祷告。
He was always busy, you know, always have like sometimes they have annual meeting and they have a prayer meeting.
每次见着我也都跟我很好的打招呼。
Every time he greet me.
Yeah, 他就住在我们同一个小区。
We live in the same community.
麦道牧师他本身他也是宣教士的后代。
He was a descendant of missionary.
他做这个宣教事工的负责人哈，他也在全世界跑来跑去去支援宣教士。
He has been the director of the mission department, and he's you know flying around the world to visit and support missionary.
所以他也组织不同的教会来。支援这样的一个宣教事工。
He also like go to different churches to support the missions.
所以今天他能来到我们当中来分享宣教的负担哈，我们就期待他来给我们分享信息。
So we are expect like for him to share his message, his passion for mission.
所以我们就把下面的时间交给他。
So we give the time to Pastor McDowell. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
谢谢大家。
What a joy and a privilege it is for me to be here with you this morning.
真的是很荣幸也很高兴能够跟大家在一起。
Just this week, I returned from being in Spain and in the country of Armenia.
我这个星期刚刚从那个西班牙和阿美尼亚吧，那个国家刚回来。
God is working around the world. We're not just alone here in this church today.
我们不是孤单的，就在这个教会里，神在全世界做工。
Last Sunday morning, I was worshiping with a wonderful body of believers in Barcelona.
上个星期天呢，我在跟那个在巴塞罗那的主内弟兄一起敬拜。
And it's wonderful to be able to have the same spirit of worship with the same God.
我们真是有同样的灵来敬拜同一位神。
I'm thankful for the rich history of Palm Beach Chinese Christian Chapel.
我们就是华人中礼堂华人教会，我们过去这个丰富的历史，我真的很为此感谢。
And for the decades of relationship between Hope International Missions that we've been able to share with you.
那我们有跟希望国际事工，我们有几十年的这样的联谊，这样的关系。
God has certainly blessed this church since its founding in 1980.
自从教会在1980年成立，神真的很祝福我们教会。
When Pastor Wesley Kwal, along with several other missionaries, pioneered the gospel work among the Chinese here.
就是郭牧师还有别的那个宣教士，他们一起来建立了这个教会，开创了这个教会。
And of course, down through the years, we have shared some special people who have served both as HIM missionaries and pastors, leaders, or regular attendees here at this church.
那当然也是这么多年呢，我们也有很特别的一些成员，他们不仅是我们那边的宣教士，也是这边的牧者，也是这边的带领人，甚至是经常参加这边的聚会。
And these are some of my heroes.
他们都是我的英雄。
I'm talking, of course, of Brother Daniel and Sister Dorothy Shi.
我当然讲到就是许牧师、许师母。
Dr. Randall McElwain.
麦牧师。
苏林 Chai.
苏林姐妹。
Sister Jean Schwartz.
妈咪。
Fred and Barbara Wingham.
温牧师、温师母。
And of course, your current pastor, Chris and Crystal Zhao.
当然，现在我们的那个周牧师跟周师母。
I know a number of other HIM missionaries have also visited here to share their work and what they're doing.
然后也有别的从希望国际事工来的宣教士在我们中间分享过。
And I want to thank you for generously supporting those missionaries and the works of Hope International Missions over the years.
非常感谢大家就是这样很慷慨的来支持这些宣教士和希望国际事工。
I'm thinking of people like Nathaniel Bundy.
我想到拿大业弟兄。
Nicole Barr.
就是星期五来到的那个 Nicole 姐妹。
And again, of course, Su Lin Chai and Mommy Schwartz and
Mommy,
others connected to the Chinese ministries.
就是跟我们这边的华人施工有关系， 大家都很熟悉了。
You've supported gospel publishing mission.
大家也支持这个就是那个福音印刷施工。
In 2019, you gave generously for the Bahamas disaster relief with the hurricane.
然后2019年教会就很慷慨的支持了，就是巴哈马的那边的那个灾祸，我们那边有服事，大家也支持教会。
And over just the last 28 years.You have given nearly $200,000 to Hope International Missions from this church.
那就在过去二十八年间，教会一共支持了这个希望国际施工$200,000。
We know it's not just about the money, but the money reflects that you do care deeply.
我们不是说在乎钱，而是说这个钱反映了我们大家真的很在意。
And so we're so thankful. Thank you for all that you do.
非常感谢大家所做的，大家的支持。
I'm happy to report that God is blessing the ministry of Hope International Missions around the world.
我真的是很高兴来告诉大家，神真的在祝福希望国际事工在全世界。
We have about 35 missionary units.
我们有大概35个那种福音宣教站。
Ministering in more than 20 countries around the globe.
在超过全球20个国家。
Our goal is to continue making disciples of Christ.
我们的目标就是要不断地在建造基督的门徒。
Through spirit-filled missionaries that we send out.
是通过差遣这些被圣灵充满的宣教士。
So thank you again for supporting us and partnering with us since your beginning.
真的是谢谢大家，自从教会建立的初期，大家的支持，大家的这个奉献，大家的祷告。
This morning I'm honored to share a message that's on my heart.
今天早晨我真的是很有荣幸来在我心中那个信息可以跟大家分享。
42-year-old Mrs. Taufik is the mother of two teenagers.
那42岁的这个陶菲克女士呢，她有两个青少年的女儿。
And just one of her husband's two wives.
那这个陶菲克夫人呢，她先生有两个妻子，那她是其中之一。
He splits his time between his young wife in the city on the west coast of Sumatra, Indonesia.
然后呢，他的先生呢，就是把他的一部分时，就是一些时间呢，花在他那个比较年轻的妻子，是在那个印度尼西亚的苏门答腊岛，是一个城市里边。
But less and less time with her in the mountainous interior town where she lives.
然后呢，就是越来越少的时间，就是跟他在一起，他是住在那个山区。
Mrs. Taufik is a staunch Muslim.
那这个陶菲克女士呢，是一个坚定的穆斯林。
Along with 99.72% of her people.
那她的这个族群呢，她那个国家里边99.72%的人都是穆斯林。
Scanning every direction from her home, she can see dozens of mosques.
然后你从她家里举目四望，全都是清真寺。
And at 5 o'clock every morning.They try to get her attention with loud calls to prayer from their minarets.
然后每天早晨五点钟，那个清真寺的尖塔上就有人就喊说要起来祷告了。
That sound gets her up. Each morning for the first of 5 prayers she will offer to Allah throughout the day.
那她早晨那她就把她给叫起来，她一天要祷告5次，这是她要起来的第一次祷告。
Life is rather monotonous for Mrs. Taufik.
然后她的生活看起来每天就是枯燥无味，就很单调。
But with her husband seldom present, she wraps her life around the needs of her growing children.
因为她的先生很少在家，所以她的主要时间就是花在她两个女儿身上。
Thankfully, her husband sends her enough money each month to meet her minimal needs.
其实，感恩的是呢，她先生起码是每个月都给她寄钱，能满足她最基本的生活需要。
But she can still barely manage.
但是她还是过得很艰难，很拮据。
To make up for the lack,She harvests a spinach-like plant that grows in abundance in the ditch running behind her small house.
这为了补贴家用呢，在她家的后院的沟里边呢，就有一些那个青菜，像那个菠菜一样，她就去割那个菜，然后就去卖。
She cuts some each morning and takes it to the market.
然后她每天早晨去卖。
To sell at her small wooden stall.
他们就有那个早市似的，她就在她自己的那个摊位上去卖这些青菜。
With her meager profit, she purchases fresh food at the market before heading home at noon.
然后她有一点点钱呢，然后她挣了钱之后，她就去在那个菜市场买点菜，然后回家。
After the village-wide 2-hour siesta,
然后呢，到中午的时候呢，这个全村的人都睡午觉，大概睡俩小时。
That's a good cultural thing, isn't it? We should all take a 2-hour siesta.
那个是一个很好的这个文化传统，我们都应该睡俩小时的午觉，对不对？
She spends the rest of the afternoon caring for her two daughters.
然后呢，下午呢，她又照顾她的两个女儿。
And then makes certain that the three of them are at the mosque by 7 o'clock for final prayers.
然后她确定呢，就是他们三个人七点钟的时候一定要到清真寺去祷最后的那一次祷告。
Once home, she goes to bed early, only to start the same routine the following day.
然后回到家以后呢，她就早早的去上床休息了，第二天再重复这样的程序。
It's only on Friday, the day of corporate worship at the mosque, that anything is different.
然后只有到周五的时候，就是大家是一起敬拜嘛，那会有点不同。
As an unreached person,
作为一个没有听到福音的人。
Mrs. Taufik has no opportunity to hear the gospel, to hear that Jesus loves her and wants to be her personal savior.
她是没有机会听到耶稣爱她，耶稣也想成为她个人的救主。
As Christians,
作为基督徒，
we have a role to play in reaping the global harvest.
我们作为这个全球的庄稼熟了，我们要去收割。我们是有自己的角色，有自己要做的呢。
This morning, I'm here to remind us of our urgent responsibility to see the gospel reach people like Mrs. Taufik.
所以，作为基督徒，我想真的今天早上要提醒大家，我们有一个很紧迫的任务，就是要去向陶菲克这样的女士，向他们去宣教。
Her unreached people group.
她这个没有听到福音的这个族群。
And to reach.People who don't know Christ right here in South Florida.
甚至就在南佛州，就是不认识耶稣基督的人。
Across the United States.
这个整个贯穿美国。
And beyond.
然后也在全世界。
In Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20.
在马太福音二十八章十八到二十节。
This is what we call the Great Commission.
我们都知道这是大使命。
And Jesus said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me."
耶稣说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。
And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.
我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
I want to look at two main questions as we consider the urgency of missionary work today.
我们今天看到这个宣教事工的紧迫性，那我要大家我们一起来思考两个问题。
The first is just why.
第一个问题就是为什么，原因是什么？
Why do missionary work?
为什么要去差遣宣教士？这个宣教有意义吗
？Why should you consider missionary work as your own responsibility？
为什么你要觉得说这个宣教的这个事工宣教是你个人的责任呢
？Why should this church send out missionaries to reach Chinese and other nationalities around the world？
为什么我们教会要差遣宣教士在华人和别的族群中宣教呢？
Before we begin on any important task or endeavor, it's necessary to have a proper understanding of why, correct?
让我们做任何事情之前，我们都要就是正确的、合一的来理解我们为什么要去做这件事情。
I think above everything else this morning,
不管在这一切之上，
I believe we should urgently embrace our responsibility to reap the global harvest.
我们首先我们要真的是知道在全球的这个庄稼的收成中，我们有自己紧要的责任。
As a proper response to Christ and His demonstrated love toward us，
是耶稣基督和他对他自己和他对我们展现出来的爱的一个合一的回应。
Why did God create man？
神为什么创造人呢
？Ultimately, He wanted a relationship with man。
最终是神想要跟人是有关系的。
God wanted man to worship him and bring glory to him.
神想要人敬拜他并且带给他荣耀。
But sin destroyed this beautiful relationship enjoyed between God the creator and us his creation.
但是呢罪破坏了神和人之间的关系也破坏了这所有美好的一切。
We are all born with the sin nature which separates us from God.
我们生来就有罪性这个就让我们跟神隔绝。
The primary way that Satan tries to get back at God,
那撒旦他报复神的一个最主要的一个手段、一个目的、一个方式就是
is by doing everything possible to keep man from having their spiritual nature transformed,
就是想方设法让人不会他的灵里不会重生。
And their personal relationship with God restored.
然后也不让人跟神的关系能够恢复。
And so God, from the very foundation of the world, had a plan.
所以神在创世之前就有已经有了计划。
We see this first in Genesis 3:15.
我们首先从创世纪三章十五节就能看到神的计划。
I will put enmity between you and the woman.
神说我要叫你和女人彼此为仇。
And between your offspring and her offspring.
你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇。
He shall bruise your head.
女人的后裔要伤你的头。
You shall bruise his heel.
你要伤他的脚跟。
This is a reference to Jesus.
这个里边女人的后裔就是指耶稣。
His suffering, death, and resurrection.
这个里边就讲到耶稣的受苦、受死和耶稣的复活。
And the fulfillment of this promise is found in one of the most well-known scriptures.
当然这就是这句预言的这个应许的实现是发生在我们最熟悉的一句经文。
John 3:16.
就是约翰福音三章十六节。
Can we say it together? I'll say it in English and anybody who wants to say it in English and you in Chinese.
我用英文讲，你们用中文讲，我们可不可以一起来？神
啊，
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给我们。叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
呀，像你
说的，我们大概速度一致。
One of my favorite verses that demonstrates the universal scope of the gospel message.
我最喜欢的一句经文就是这句经文就涵盖了这个福音信息的全部，基本上。
Second Peter 3:9.
是彼得后书三章九节。
The Lord is not slow to fulfill His promise, as some count slowness.
主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言。
But is patient toward you.
其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们。
Listen to this.
听他这样讲。
Not wishing that any should perish.
不愿有一人沉沦。
But that all should come to repentance.
乃愿人人都悔改。
And amazingly, he wants to use you and me.
令人惊奇的是，神要用你，用我。
As his primary ambassadors in this eternal purpose.
让我们作为这个永恒的这样的一个目的里边的，我们作为他的大使。
This brings him glory.
这带给神荣耀。
Turn with me to John chapter 15, please.
我们一起回到那个约翰福音第十五章。
And I'll explain how.
我来解释我们如何来成就这个大使命，成为神的大使。
Some time ago, God opened this chapter to me in a new way.
那不久之前呢，神让我从这个十五约翰福音十五章看到我以前从来没有看到的。
Concerning what life in the vine looks like, life connected to the vine.
就是作为葡萄枝子跟葡萄树相连，那我们的生命会是怎么样的呢
？John 15:16.
那约翰福音十五章十六节说。
You did not choose me.
不是你们拣选了我。
But I chose you.
是我拣选了你们。
And appointed you that you should go and bear fruit.
并且分派你们去结果子。
And that your fruit should abide.
叫你们的果子长存。
So that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you.
使你们奉我的名，无论向父求什么，他就赐给你们。
Not only has Jesus appointed us to bear lasting fruit,
神耶稣不仅分派我们去结长存的果子。
God is glorified by the abundance of our fruit.
因为我们果子的丰盛，神得荣耀。
See verse 8.
再看第八节。
By this, my Father is glorified.
你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀。
That you bear a little bit of fruit?
是说你们结一点点果子吗？
Is that what it says?
不是，怎么说的？那个第一句，第十五章第八节第一句是什么
？No, that you bear much fruit.
是说你们多结果子。
And so prove to be my disciples.
所以你们也就是我的门徒了。
Christians should not be barely alive with hardly a spiritual pulse rate.
基督徒不是说就是好像只是那个在那儿奄奄一息的，好像在那儿活着。
He wants us to bear much fruit.
神想要我们多结果子。
This brings him glory.
这带给神荣耀。
So why?
为什么？
Why should we be urgently concerned about missions today?
我们今天为什么要这样子急迫的来看这个宣教呢？
Habakkuk, verse 2, or chapter 2, verse 14.
哈巴谷书2章14节 说,
For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
认识耶和华荣耀的知识要充满遍地, 好像水充满海洋一般。
This will happen someday.
这个会有一天会出现, 又会发生。
But sadly, it's not the case yet.
但是现在还没有发生。
And until the knowledge of the glory of God covers the earth,
直到耶和华荣耀的知识充满全地的时候,
we as his children are to live our lives in a way that brings maximum glory to him.
我们作为神的孩子, 我们要活出来, 我们的生命要带给神最大的荣耀。
We must make our life count among the nations.
我们要让我们的生命在各国之间, 各民族之间,
for the glory of God,
为了神的荣耀,
and for the sake of his kingdom.
为了神的国度, 让我们的生命能够彰显出来。
But not only should a proper response be to bring glory to Christ,
我们就是一个对这样的一个宣教的一个正确的回应, 不仅是带给神荣耀。
We should also live our lives committed to the Great Commission,
我们也要过一个生命, 就是委身于这样大使命。
As an expression of our love back to Christ,
是作为一个对神的爱的回应。
Let me set this here.
我把这个钟楼放在这里。
In August of 1732,
在1732年的8月份,
the first Moravian missionaries left Europe to win the lost for Christ.
那第一个摩利维亚的宣教士就离开了欧洲，就要去为基督赢得灵魂。
God used the Moravians powerfully, and in just a short time,
神大大地使用这个摩利维亚的宣教士, 在一个很短的时期,
they sent out hundreds of missionaries.
在很短的时间, 他们就差遣出来成百的那个宣教士。
I love the motivation behind this missionary
deal. 我很喜欢他们在这个宣教的热忱背后的, 他们的动机。
Yes, they acknowledged the supreme authority of the Great Commission.
对,他们首先他们承认这个大使命的这个权柄。
But sheer obedience was not their primary drive.
但是这样单单的一个对神话语的顺服不是他们主要的动机。
Instead, their missionary work flowed from a place of love and gratitude for Christ and his suffering.
他们的这个宣教的热忱来自于他们对心底深处对神的爱和对耶稣为在十字架上为我们的受苦这样的受死的一个回应。
Jesus gave his all so that we may be made righteous before God.
耶稣把他所有的一切都给了我们，使我们可以在神面前称义。
The Moravians responded to that sacrifice with this missionary battle cry.
然后呢，他们对神的所为我们所献上的，神给我们的，他们就有这样子一个热忱，他们的一个回应是这样的。
This is what they said.
他们这样说。
To win for the lamb that was slain.
他说去为被杀的羔羊去赢得灵，失丧的灵魂。
The reward of his sufferings.
这就是耶稣他为我们受苦受死的这样的一个奖赏，一个回报。
They believed the most effective way to bring Jesus the reward of his passion and sacrifice.
他们认为对耶稣为我们的受苦受死一个回报，就是对耶稣为我们所做的一切最大的一个回应，就是
was missionary labor.
就是在宣教上的一个劳苦，一个劳作。
The compelling force behind their mission outreach.
所以在他们宣教背后的这个主要的热忱就是
was above all a burning love for Christ.
是他们一个深深的对神热切的爱。
Which instilled an urgent desire to bring him joy and glory through winning the lost.
就是他们要通过这样的去赢得灵魂，是带给耶稣，让耶稣的心得到满足。
This should be our starting point as well.
也让耶稣得到喜乐，这应该也是我们的起点。
The more intensely we love Christ,
我们越深切地爱耶稣基督,
the more we become like him.
我们就更爱，更像他。
And the closer he draws us to his heart,
他把我们越拉近，我们跟他的心越靠近。
The more he gives us his heart for the lost world.
他就越是，我们就越能感受到他对这个失丧的世界的爱和这种迫切。
This in turn compels us
这样的呢，也真的就是驱使我们
to reach the lost
让我们去触及那些没有听到福音的人
For remember, God is not willing that any should perish
记住刚才我们讲的 神不愿有一人沉沦
but that all should come to repentance.
乃愿人人都悔改
May it be said of us as Christians.
愿人家也说我们作为基督徒
that we love Jesus so much.
我们如此的爱耶稣
we would never be content to sit idly by.
我们永远都不会说就满足于就是这样舒适的坐在那儿
While a dying world rushes into eternity without,
然后这样一个垂死的世界就这样子匆匆地进入到永恒的灭亡当中。
Brothers and sisters, may our deep love for Christ,
弟兄姐妹们，愿我们对神深深的爱
cause us to be His ambassadors,
让我们能够成为他的大使。
Imploring the lost world around us to be reconciled to God,
在我们真的是恳求我们周围的世界能够跟神和好。
So why?
为什么
Why live lives passionately obedient to the Great Commission?
为什么要对这个大使命有一个这样的热忱，这样子要这样的委身呢
First, as a proper response to Christ and His demonstrated love toward us.
第一个是对基督和他对我们爱的一个回应。
But second,
第二点
to live in obedience to Christ's example and command.
是对耶稣的这个榜样跟他的命令的一个顺服。
In your bulletin, I sent Pastor Zhao a scripture from Matthew chapter 9, verses 35 through 38.
因为在我们的这个周报上呢，我给周牧师就是我的这个就是今天的主要的经文。
And I really want you to soak on these verses, maybe even as you leave from here this week.
即使你离开了，我希望大家能够去思想这些经文。
Especially.The heart that we see from Jesus Himself.
然后我们看到耶稣基督自己的心，从这个经文里。
We see that Jesus went throughout all the cities and villages.
这个是马太福音九章三十五节开始说，耶稣走遍各城各乡。
Teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom.
在会堂里教训人，宣讲天国的福音。
Healing every disease and every affliction.
又医治各样的病症。
He cares about our physical needs.
他也在意我们身体的需要。
When he saw the crowds,
当他看见许多的人
I love this word, he had compassion for them.
我很喜欢这个词就是说就怜悯他们他有怜悯
Because they were harassed and helpless.
因为他们困苦流离
Like sheep not having a shepherd.
如同羊没有牧人一般
Then he said unto his disciples,
他于是对门徒说
The harvest is plentiful.
要收的庄稼多
But the laborers are few.
做工的人少
Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest.
所以你们要求庄稼的主
to send out laborers into his harvest.
打发工人出去收他的庄稼
There are several things to note about the spiritual harvest.
关于这个属灵的这个庄稼有几件事情要留意
First of all, the harvest is ready.
第一个是说庄稼已经熟了
In John 4, verse 35,
在约翰福音第四章三十五节说
Jesus said to his disciples,
耶稣对他的门徒说
Do you not say there are yet 4 months and then comes the harvest?
你们岂不说要到收割的时候还有四个月吗
Look, I tell you,
我告诉你们
Lift up your eyes,
举目向田观看
See that the fields are white already for harvest.
庄稼已经发白
了
可以收割了
Imagine the urgency of a farmer.
你想想一个农夫他的这个紧迫性
who has some valuable crop, maybe a crop of wheat.
他可能有这个小麦他可能非常有价值辛辛苦苦种了一年
and it's ready to be harvested.
马上就要收割了
it needs to be brought in before the rains come.
在那个下雨之前要赶快把这些收割了放在粮仓里
doesn't he work diligently and quickly to bring that harvest in?
他会不会很努力的也是非常迅速的去工作要把这些庄稼给收割起来呢
Jesus asked his followers
耶稣也问他的跟随者
Don't you say there are still 4 months till harvest?
你们岂不是说哎，离那个收割的时候还有四个月
Well you're mistaken
你错了
The harvest is now
现在这个收割就是现在
Don't push it off until later
不要把它推到再延迟再推到以后
Don't sit around thinking there is plenty of time to reach the lost
不要坐在那儿想哎呀去跟这个没信主的传福音还早着呢还有时间
Because the thing about a harvest
因为这个收割呢收获呢
is that if you don't get it in while it's ripe
就是当它成熟的时候你不赶快把它收进来
it's lost forever
那就永远的丧失了
later is too late
等等就太晚了
The great missionary to Africa, Robert Moffat, said,
那一个, 莫法特这样一个去非洲的这样一个宣教士,
We shall have all eternity in which to celebrate our victories.
他就说, 我们在天堂里有这个永恒的时间去庆祝我们的得胜，我们的胜利。
But we have only one swift hour before the sunset in which to win them.
但是在日落之前，我们只有短短的几小时能够去把他们赢，去收割他们。
We must urgently proclaim the gospel now.
我们要现在就要急迫的去传福音。
For the harvest is ripe and waiting.
因为庄稼已经熟了，在等待收割。
And it will be eternally lost if we do not reap.
如果我们不去收割他们，那真的就是在永恒里就失去了。
But not only is the harvest ready,
这个不仅仅是庄稼熟了,
the harvest is abundant, it's plentiful.
而且这个庄稼呢是很丰富的，是非常多的。
You remember Mrs. Taufik about whom I shared at the beginning this morning, correct?
刚刚我不是讲到那个在印度尼西亚那个陶菲克女士。
Mrs. Taufik lives in what those in mission circles call an unreached people group.
然后呢，在这个宣教工厂就把这个，她是住在一个。
She is living out her existence in a place beyond gospel awareness. They don't know the gospel.
她是在所住的那个地区，那个地方呢，那些是没有听到过福音的。
And she is doing that with the estimated 6.8 million other members of her people group.
就在她的那个族群里边，一起这样没有听到的福音的人，大概有680万。
There are no known Christians in her group.
在她那个族群里边，就在她所生活的地方呢，没有听说有基督徒。
Unreached people and places are those among whom Christ is largely unknown.
这些未触及之民呢，他们很多时候是住在一个没有听到过教会的，没有听到过福音的地区。
And the church is relatively insufficient.
然后，教会也没有足够的能力
to make Christ known in the broader population without outside help.
如果没有外在的帮助呢，他们靠着自己的本身，在那么大的一个人群里边，那么去向他们宣传福音也是不太可能的。Missionaries
are desperately needed to help reach these lost groups.
所以在那个就是要失丧的这个族群里边，真的是非常的需要宣教士。The
statistics are staggering.
然后呢，这个真的是这个统计数字令人很震惊。Today
more than one out of three people.
今天你知道吗？三个人中间有一个。
More than one out of three people,
就是三个人中间就有一个,
in the whole world have never heard the gospel message.
在这个整个世界从来没有听到过福音。
There are six people in my family.
我家里边有六个人。
That means that two of my family would have never heard the gospel.
那就意味着我们家六个人里边有两个就从来没有听到过福音。
The majority of these unreached people live in countries between 10 degrees and 40 degrees north of the equator.
那就是说这个主要的这个没有就是未触及没有听到过福音的这个人群呢，他们生活在北纬10度跟40度之间。
In what missiologists call the 1040 window.
所以呢，这个宣教士就把他们称为叫10-40这个窗口，北纬40到40的窗口。
Ladies and gentlemen, the harvest is truly great.
这个 庄稼真的是禾场很大,
it's abundant.
而且是禾场,
it's
这个庄稼熟了, 而且是庄稼很多,
and it's not just in the 1040 window.
不单单是在这个北纬10度跟40度之间,
or across the seas in Asia, Africa, or Europe.
而且不单单是在亚洲、非洲跟欧洲,
it's right here in the United States.
就单单在美国。
Here's an example.
这个是我的一个例子。
For my postgraduate degree, I studied Muslim studies.
他的这个, for your PhD, like your thesis. Yeah, 他的这个研究生的这个论文呢，他的专业是搞这个穆斯林研究。
In conducting research for my thesis project, I traveled to Houston, Texas.
是为了写我的论文呢，我就到了休斯顿。
It was in October of 2021.
那个时候呢，是2021年的10月份。
The religious picture there, the scene of the religions there in Houston is incredible.
你到那个 休斯顿你能看到各种的这个宗教派别。
I drove on the campus of a huge Buddhist temple.
然后我在那个校园开车就看到一个很大的佛堂，一个寺庙。
And there was just about every other conceivable church or religious establishment it seemed like there in Houston.
你就能，你看到的，你能想到的，没想到的各种宗教在休斯顿都能看到。
Now, Houston is over 45% Hispanic.
那休斯顿的人口组合呢，是45%都是那个西班牙裔。
It's the fourth largest city in the U.S.
是美国第四大城市。
And it speaks more than 90 languages.
在休斯顿那边有90种语言。
At that time, when I visited,
2021年我去的时候
，there were over 250,000 Muslims.
在那个时候就有25万的穆斯林。
And more than 209 mosques or religious centers for Muslims.
在那边就有209个清真寺或者是给穆斯林的这样的一个宗教中心。
I was there to research the only Latino Islamic center in America.
我在那边其实还主要的是在研究就是西班牙裔的讲西班牙语的他们的这个穆斯林的活动。
There are so many unreached right here.
就是在美国就有很多的没有被福音所触及没有听到福音的人。这休斯顿只是美国的一个城市。
Dearborn, Michigan has the highest concentrations of Muslims living in any one location within North America.
就是那个密西根的这个迪尔本城市，它是有全北美最高的这个穆斯林的这个人口集中率。
In 2022, God helped Hope International Missions.
那在2022年呢，神就帮助希望国际事工。
To acquire a facility there, which has had a ministry to Muslims for nearly 30 years.
You mean the mosque? The Muslim has been there for 30 years.
The ministry that we took over.
就是说在那边的他们就在那儿就是之前有一个事工他们在那个穆斯林中间宣教已经有30年了。
And since we've been working with that ministry,
因为他们就跟那个事工一起工作。
It's been amazing. It's been amazing to see how God is drawing Muslims to himself.
那真的是非常令人震惊就是令人欢喜就看到神怎么来带领这些穆斯林来信主。
And blessing the efforts of our missionaries there.
神也祝福了这些宣教的工作。
But it's still just such a little bit.
但是那只是一点点。
The needs are vast.
然后这个需要是非常的广大。
And even though they're working with more than 16 nationalities,
虽然他们是跟来自不同的有16个不同的种族国家来。
So many are still lost without Christ.
有这么多的人仍然是就这样子失上了。
So can you see it this morning?
今天早上你可以看到吗?
The harvest is abundant.
你可以看到这个禾场的庄稼都熟了，而且很广大。
But the harvest is also valuable.
然后这所有的这些庄稼都很宝贵。
It's not just numbers.
不单单是数字。
It's people.
这是人。
It's souls.
这是人的灵魂。
Friends and family.
这是家人，这是朋友。
Jesus illustrated the extreme value of just one individual.
那耶稣讲了一个比喻，就是一个人的这个灵魂的宝贵。
In the parable of the shepherd leaving his 99 sheep in search of one which was lost.
就是这个牧人放下99只羊去寻找那一只失丧的羊。
Now I've just mentioned some large numbers a moment ago.
那刚才我提到了很多的数字。
And perhaps it's difficult to really get our minds around them.
可能我们没有办法太多能理解。
But each one of those people is worth the world to Christ.
但是你知道这每一个人他的灵魂对耶稣来讲都配得上整个世界。
He would have given his life, his all for just one.
耶稣就为了一个人的灵魂耶稣把他的一切都献上把他的生命也给了出去。
I heard about a trip a pastor took high into the Himalayan mountains.
我听到一个牧师讲到他去那个喜马拉雅山他去那边。他所看到的
shook him to the very core of his
真的是让他里面的非常的受震撼让他的真的是从里到外到心灵里边都很受震撼
hiking the narrow paths he observed desperate poverty and heartache
那他在这个很窄的这个喜马拉雅山的路上走就看到了那个赤贫
there were young girls being sold into human trafficking
然后那个小年轻的小女孩就被这个人口贩卖
Victims of horrific abuse.
我们想象不到的这个虐待跟这个可怕。
But one particular image seared itself into his mind and on his heart.
有一个真的有一个他所看到的形象，就真的像烙印一样烙在他的心里跟他的脑海中。
Standing near a filthy river.
他就站在一个很脏的河流上。
He watched a group of young men carrying a dead body wrapped in a white sheet.
他就看到一群年轻人就是背着就是抬着一个被这个白布缠着的一个尸体。
Stunned, the pastor observed as the body was laid on a platform situated about 20 feet above the water.
他就很震惊地看到呢，这些人呢就把这个河在这个河上面弄了一个木，就是一个木头的架子，大概离这个河有几米高吧，把这个尸体放上去。
People were wailing around the funeral pyre.
然后呢，
As an older man lit a torch and started a fire at the body's feet, hands, and head.
然后就看另外一个人呢, 就点着火把, 在这个尸体的脚, 头, 还有手这边,
the white sheet turned dark.
然后这个很快, 这个白布呢,
the dead body caught on fire.
然后这个尸体呢,
yellow flame shot high into the air.
然后那个火焰冲天,
black smoke marred the blue sky.
然后就看着那个黑烟呢,
this is a Hindu ritual.
这是一个印度教的一个仪式。
Whenever a family member or friend dies,
不管是家里边有人死了还是朋友死了,
within 24 hours, the body is brought to the river and set ablaze.
然后在24小时之内, 他们要把这个遗体呢, 带到河边, 然后把它给烧了。
The people believe that the body's ashes falling into the river helps the deceased in the process of reincarnation.
那当地的人, 他们的相信呢, 就是说这个, 这个尸体, 这个身体烧成灰了以后, 就落到河里边, 这样会帮助他们的轮回。
What a terrible picture of the end of a life lived without Christ.
那真的这样是一个没有神的一个生命, 他的最后的一个写照。
Just 24 hours earlier, that person was alive and perhaps surrounded by friends or family.
24小时之前, 这个人还活着, 可能周围还有家人朋友。
Yet now his body is going up in flames.
现在他的那个身体就被火烧的, 就被烧成灰。
Such a graphic illustration of where his soul will spend eternity in hell.
这就是一个很形象的一个解释, 就是这个人的灵魂在地狱里边就这样永远被烧的。
Sadly, this is not an isolated image.
这个并不是一个单独的一个形象, 一个图画。
While the end may look different depending on a person's religious beliefs,
不管说这个人的, 他的信的是什么, 最后的结果可能是有不同。
Each man, woman, boy, or girl who does not have a personal experience of saving faith with Jesus Christ,
不管是男人女人, 男孩女孩, 老人老少, 如果他们个人没有跟耶稣有个个人的关系, 没有得到那个真正的救恩,
will one day end up in an eternity in hell.
他就会永远的就是在最后里边就活在这个地狱里边。
To give you some perspective,
给大家一个, 一个角度, 一个想法。
I told you I've studied about Islam.
我告诉大家我的最后, 那个, 硕士主要的研究就是伊斯兰教。
There are over 1.8 billion followers of Islam,
在世界上有18亿的穆斯林,
making it the largest unreached religious group in the world.
它是世界上最大的就是, 未被福音触及的一个族群。
Around the world, 40,273 Muslims die each day.
在全世界每天有42,273个穆斯林死去。
That's 1,678 per hour.
就是每一个小时有1,678个。
And 27 who die each minute.
就是每一分钟就有27个穆斯林死去，没有这个救恩。
This is a 30-minute hourglass.
我这个钟漏呢，就是全部漏下去是半个小时标志着。
That means, in the time this is almost running out, in the time that this will run out,
就是当这个钟漏这样子漏完了之后。
Somewhere around 810 Muslims will go into eternity.
现在就是有在这个时间就有810个穆斯林他们就进到这个永恒的丧尸里边。
And oh friends,
所以朋友们,
the soul of each one of those is worth the world to Jesus.
对耶稣来讲,
he loves each one so much that he died for them.
他爱每一个灵魂, 所以他为, 为我们而死。
Should not this compel us to action?
难道这不驱使我们要有所行动吗?
Brothers and sisters, this morning we have an urgent responsibility to send out missionaries.
所以弟兄姐妹们, 我们今天真的有一个紧要的责任要差遣这个宣教士。
And the first question was why?
第一个问题是为什么?
As a proper response to Christ and his demonstrated love toward us.
第一个是对耶稣和他的爱, 我们的, 我们的一个合适的回应。
And to live in obedience to Christ's example and command.
第二是对耶稣他的榜样跟他的那个命令的一个,顺服。
Ultimately because of the extreme value of each human soul.
最终的是每个人的灵魂都是宝贵的。
But quickly, let's turn to some practical matters.
让我们进入到一个很实际的方面。
The second question is how?
那第二个问题是如何来做呢?
How should we as Christians respond to the global harvest?
那我们对全球的这个庄稼的合场，我们应该如何来回应呢？
And we see answers in the scripture passages we've read.
那我们今天早晨读的经文里其实给我们答案。
The first is to pray the Lord of the harvest.
第一个呢是向庄稼的主人来求。
Matthew 9 verse 37.
在马太福音九章三十七节上说。
Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few."
耶稣对门徒说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少。
Therefore,
所以
because of this,
因为如此
pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest.
要恳求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
The laborers are few.
他做工的人少。
We must pray the Lord of the harvest for workers.
我们必须要向庄稼的主来求有更多的人做工。
After all, it is his harvest.
因为最终是神的收成。
God is more concerned about it than we are.
神比我们更在意这些世上的灵魂。
We can't personally call workers.
我们不能说自己去呼召这个做工的人。
Or adequately impress upon others the urgency of sharing the gospel.
或者就是说，就好像去说服别人去看到这个福音的这个紧要性。
It is the Lord of the harvest.Who calls us to work in His harvest?
这是庄稼的主人去呼召我们在他的这个收获里边，在他的这个禾场上去工作。
He will call forth laborers as we pray to Him.
当我们向他祷告的时候，他会差遣工人。
I was thrilled when I went on your church's website.
我就是很挺高兴的，在我们教会的网站上。
And I had to click the English button.
我到网站上，当然我要讲那个英文界面。
Because my Chinese is really, really rough.
因为我的中文真的是就那么一点点，很糟。
But I saw a list of more than 60 unreached people groups scattered throughout China that you are supposed to be praying for.
我们教会就是原来就是是说要为六十个未触及之民、未得之民要祷告，有六十个种。
I think that's wonderful.
我觉得那个很棒，就是少数民族。
Clearly, this church does care about unreached people groups.
所以我们教会真的是在意这些未触及之民。
And as you are praying the Lord of the harvest,
当我们向庄稼的主人来祷告的时候
，ask him to send workers to reach these specific unreached people groups.
去求神差遣这个他的工人到这个未触及之民的时候
，the second how.
第二个如何做事
，is discipleship.
就是门就是使人就是门徒。
That's found in Matthew 28:18-20.
这是在马太福音的第二十八章的十八到二十节。
All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations.
他说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
The ultimate goal of Jesus for his disciples was that his life be reproduced through them into the lives of others.
主耶稣对门徒的最终的一个就是一个目的，就是主耶稣的生命在他的门徒身上被复制，就是有更多的人有主耶稣那样的生命。
You see, making disciples is much more than simply making converts.
使人做主的门徒，不是说就让这个人好像归信信耶稣了。
This is only the beginning.
那只是开始。
A disciple is a follower of Jesus who allows Christ to mature them.
门徒呢是耶稣的跟随者，他也容许让耶稣使他的生命成熟成长。
Does anybody here like mangoes?
多少人喜欢芒果？
I like mangoes too.
我也很喜欢芒果。
Yeah, and it's like mango trees here in South Florida.
就像我们南佛州的那个芒果树。
They begin as small saplings.
那个芒果树你种的时候，刚开始是一个很小的幼苗。
And they don't bear much fruit, do they?
那个小刚种下芒果树，小小的是不会有很多果子的。
But as they grow,
但是当这个芒果树长大的时候
，and become stronger, and stronger,
越来越粗越来越大的时候
，they can withstand more difficulties.
它那个更多的严寒那个风暴啊干旱，它能够承受。
They're becoming mature.
它就变得成。就是比较强壮比较成熟最终的这个芒果树开始结果子了
Thank the Lord.
感谢主
In the same way,
同样的
as disciples of Christ,
作为耶稣基督的门徒
as we grow,
当我们成长的时候
the Holy Spirit continues to make us stronger.
圣灵让我们不断的更强壮更坚固我们
He helps us to withstand stronger spiritual battles.
他也能够让我们能面对更艰巨的更严酷的这个属灵征战
What we believe, how we behave is transformed.
我们相信什么，我们的生命，我们的动作存，我们的都会行为又会改变。
And we begin to bear fruit.
我们也开始结果子。
God wants you, He wants me to be personally committed, growing disciples of Christ.
神真的要我们每个人，我们作为门徒，我们能够来成长，也带领别人。
But just like that mango tree, even if it's large and beautiful,
就像那个芒果树，如果它很高很大，也看着很漂亮。
If it doesn't give out mangoes,
但是如果它不结芒果的话，
it's not doing what it was supposed to do.
它就没有尽到它，就是本来你种芒果就是要得芒果嘛，它没有有它的功用。
So for us, a key element of being a disciple is bearing fruit.
所以作为门徒的一个很重要的因素就是要结果子。
Taking steps to make other disciples.
就是你要这样的，要去也带别人来，就是做门徒。
So think about this question.
所以来想这个问题。
Who are you right now, personally discipling into a deeper walk with Christ?
那你现在是在带领谁跟谁有一个更进一步的一个同行呢？
If no one comes to mind,
如果你想不起来,
ask God to lead you to those who He wants you to disciple.
就问神他想让你带领谁, 就是跟
谁更近。It's part of being a disciple of Christ.
这就是做耶稣门徒的一个其中的一个一部分。
And the last point,
最后,
make it personal.
让这个成为你个人的。
We must pray.
我们必须要祷告。
We must be true disciples, which includes making other disciples.
我们要成为耶稣的真正的门徒，也包括就是建让别人也成为，也帮助别人成为门徒。
And we must make the global harvest personal.
我们要成为这个全球的这个禾场，让成为我们个人的。
We've heard the wonderful accounts of missionaries like Hudson Taylor and Gladys Aylward.
我们都听过这个艾德生还有那个 Gladys Aylward 的故事。
Who sacrificially reached China and Taiwan with the gospel.
他们真的是付出很多，他们去也牺牲了很多，到台湾跟台湾跟大陆去中国去宣教。
And there is certainly still a role for missionaries like Gene Schwartz or Daniel and Dorothy Shee or Chris and Crystal Zhao, Su Lin Chai. There's a role for missionaries today.
到直到今天仍然有宣教的需要工厂，比如像牧师师母妈咪，还有那个舒林，还有周牧师周师母。
But it's not just to be up to them.
不是说就这个任务就交给他们了。
As God helps you grow in your walk with Christ,
当你跟神的同行越来越深，你在主里边成熟的时候，
Did you know you have a personal responsibility as Christians to take the gospel to those who have never heard?
你知道，作为基督徒，你个人是有责任要把福音传给那些从来没有听到过福音的人吗？
We must make the Great Commission personal.
我们要让这个大使命成为我们自己的。
John 4:35, Look up, I tell you.
约翰福音四章三十五说：“举目向前观看
，lift up your eyes，
就是抬起你的眼睛看。
It was personal.
这是对你个人的。
And brothers and sisters, I believe Jesus is saying to me, and He's saying to you personally.
我觉得弟兄姐妹，我相信耶稣是对你个人说，也对我个人说。
Look up，
就是举目。
Catch a vision for how God wants to use you.
有一个意象，神要怎么来用你。
To see the gospel advance to the ends of the earth.
看到福音传到地极。
You remember what Acts 1:18 says, or 1:8? Well, excuse me, what Acts 1:8 says will happen to believers who are filled with the Holy Spirit?
你知道那个门徒是被圣灵充满，对他们会发生什么呢？在使徒行传一章八节这么说。
You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力。
And you will be witnesses in Jerusalem.
并要在耶路撒冷。
And all Judea and Samaria.
犹太全地和耶撒玛利亚。
And to the end of the earth.
直到地极，做我的见证。
So what's your Jerusalem?
所以你的耶路撒冷是哪里呢？
It's the city or town you live in.
就是你所住的地方。
Again, personalize this.
所以你把这个应用在你个人的生活中。
Who do you know that does not know Jesus as their Savior?
你知道有谁还没有认识耶稣吗？
And what are you doing to lead that individual to Christ?
那你在做什么带领这个人能够来信主呢？
According to one study, 74% of Christians come to Christ not through going to church.
所以呢，有一个研究，一个调查说，74%的信主的人，他们信主不是因为来教会。
Not through powerful preaching.
也不是通过一个听一个很有力的讲道。
But through the faithful witness of friends or family.
而是通过朋友或者家人的一个很忠心的一个见证。
But then in your Judea, those who live close by to you.
那哪里是你的撒玛犹太全地呢？就是。你离你住的比较近的。
There are many Chinese speakers living in South Florida.
那在南佛州有很多华人，有很多讲中文的。
How does God want to use you to reach them?
那神如何来用你来触及他们呢？
What about your Samaria?
那你的撒玛利亚是哪里呢？
Those who live close to you but are very different than you.
跟你住得很近，但是跟你很不同。
Just about 50 miles north of here is a thoroughbred horse training facility named Payson Park.
那离往我们往北边那就有一个就是一个驯马场嘛，叫那个 Payson Park.
Horses from all over the world are trained there.
全世界的马都送到都会有那个地方去那儿，就是马术他们有些培训。
Which means there are hundreds of people from all over the world working with those horses.
所以呢，就有很多从不同国家来的，就是很多的人呢，他们在那儿弄那个马。
In fact, probably at least 30 countries were represented there this last season.
就去年上个世纪就最少有三十个国家来的嘛，也那就意味着有三十个国家来的人。
Almost 2 years ago, God opened the doors for Eddie Santiago, the pastor of the HIM Spanish Church in Hope Sound.
那两年之前呢，那这个希望国际施工的那个讲，就在讲西班牙语的牧师呢，神就在那个地方给他开了一扇门。
To begin ministering as a chaplain at Payson Park.
他就是在那个马场呢，他是作为那边的那个叫当地的一个牧师。
God has given him spiritual fruit.
神也给他带来属灵的果实。
In April, Eddie sent a text about Becker Alca.
然后呢，他四月份的时候，他就给我们发了一个信息，就其中呢有一个人叫 Becker。
Becker arrived in Payson Park in January of this year.
那个人是从今年一月份来到这个养马场，这个驯马场。
He's from Lima, Peru.
他是从这个秘鲁的一个地方来的。
And on the afternoon of April 4th of this year, Becker gave his heart to Jesus.
那就是今年四月四号呢，那个人就把他的就是接受了主耶稣做他的救主。
There have been a number of individuals who have given their hearts to Christ.
在那个地方，那个工作的人有从不同国家来，有好几位都接受了耶稣。
But I know Chaplain Santiago would love it if some of you would come up and help minister at Payson Park.
然后呢，当然我知道这个牧师他也很，如果我们这边也有人去帮助，他会很高兴。
I would be very surprised if there aren't Chinese speakers there.
我会很觉得很奇怪，如果那个地方没有讲中文的人，那个马场。
Or others that you could minister to.
或者是别的你们可以来传福音的人。
The possibilities for reaching people in your Samaria are endless.
所以呢，在你的撒玛利亚去传福音的这样的机会是无穷无尽的。
And then to the uttermost parts of the earth.
然后到地极。
For many years, HIM has had missionaries in Lesotho, Africa.
然后在很多年的这个希望国际施工是在莱索沃的非洲有施工。
Did you know that there's a large Chinese worker population there in Lesotho?
但是你知道吗？在那个非洲的莱索沃有很大的一个有很多的华人讲中文的。
And so for years, the radio broadcast that Sister Xi and Sister Schwartz and others have helped produce the Chinese broadcast.
所以很多年呢，就是妈咪跟师母的这个广播节目呢，就在那边其实是有帮助。
It's played there in Lesotho for the Chinese workers in Lesotho.
所以呢，他们就在那个当地的广播电台有放，就是妈咪师母当时的这个节目。
But we don't have any native Chinese speaker that can work with the Chinese people there.
但是我们却没有当地的就是这个讲华语的这个基督徒可以在那边来帮忙。
We need a missionary to the Chinese workers living and doing business in Lesotho.
所以我们就需要在莱索沃那边的，就是在那边的华人工作呀，在那边生，就是在那边做生意的人，有人去触及他们。
Perhaps God wants one of you to go there.
也许神会差遣我们其中的谁去。
I'm so happy that a group of you are getting ready to go to Honduras on a mission trip.
我很高兴，我们其中有一群人要去这个洪都拉斯的短宣。
That is fulfilling the Great Commission there.
那个也在，就是在成就这个大使命，也是大使命的部分。
What about the rest of the world?
那全世界的别的地方呢？
I would be thrilled if God called many missionaries from this church to dedicate their lives more fully to reaching the lost.
如果神要是呼召从我们中间有很多的宣教士到世界各地，那我真的是会很激动，很兴奋。
And think with me, you might be the person God wants to use to reach one of those unreached people groups in China that you're praying for.
你知道吗？也可能神就要用你去触及，去在那个刚我们曾经说的六十个那个没有听到福音的族群中间去传道，去传福音。
This morning, I trust you have a deeper understanding of the urgency of mission.
我希望今天早晨也感你对这个传这个大使命的这个急迫感有一个理解。
That you have a more practical understanding of steps you can take to fulfill the Great Commission.
就是如何来成就这个大使命，我们有个更实际的步骤，我们也知道该怎么做。
Pray the Lord of the harvest to send forth laborers.
就是向庄稼的主求他差遣工人。
Prioritize discipleship.
然后呢，就是在你的这个门徒，就是带门徒中间，你把这个放在首位。
Make the Great Commission personal.
让大使命成为你个人的。
As I come to a close, there's just one more way I want you to personalize this.
然后最后我还有一个，就是让大家可以就是把这个变成你自己的。
Again, I've talked about big numbers today.
我今天讲了很多数字。
But let's bring it a little closer.
让我们再看近一点。
What if you were Mrs. Taufik?
你想想，如果你是那个前面讲的那个陶菲克女士。
What if you were someone who had never even heard the gospel?
如果你从来没有听到过福音，你是那个从来没有听到过福音的人。
My second daughter, Cambria.
我第二女儿 Cambria.
We were at a place in North Carolina.
我们在北卡的一个地方。
At an event there.
在那边有一个在那边有一个活动。
And there weren't very good restrooms in the building where we were.
然后我们所在的那个房子里面的那个厕所不是很好。
She needed to go to the restroom.
她需要去上厕所。
And so my wife took her, and I believe it was our third daughter, Emmeline.
然后我太太就带着我这个老二和老三。
Across the parking lot to another building.
然后他们就穿过这个停车场到另外一个房子。
That was in the shape of a U.
然后那个房子它的建筑呢，它的那个形状就像一个 U.
Now my wife is a wonderful woman.
我太太很棒。
But she's not very blessed when it comes to directions.
但是没方向感。
And it can be a challenge for her sometimes.
所以有的时候这个没方向感对她来讲就挑战挺大的。
I've watched various times. We'll go to like a restroom in a gas station perhaps or a rest area.
我很多次我们比如说在那个加油站的那个厕所呀，我们去到那。
And she'll turn right to go into the restroom.
她本来是往右走去上厕所。
And when she comes out, she turns right again.
然后她出来以后。厕所出来一翻，
work.
然后他又往右转，直接往左转。
Right to go in, you need to turn left to come out.
你往右进去，那你出来应该往左转。
And so this building was in the shape of a U.
然后我太太带着孩子上厕所，那个建筑那个房子的，它是形状是个 U 的形状。
And there were exits on both ends of the U.
然后呢，在这个 U 的两边都有这个出口。
So my wife went in one door.
然后我太太进从一个门进去。
Down the hallway.
走过那个走廊。
Turned right.
然后往右拐。
Turned right again into the women's restroom.
到了这个女生厕所。
And Cambria got done first.
然后我那个二女儿先出来了。
There weren't really hardly anybody in that building.
在那个很大的那个房子里面没有
什么人。So she asked if she could go out first.
然后她就问妈妈说：“我可不可以先出去？”
My wife said, "Sure." She knew she would be there soon.
然后妈妈就说：“那好，你先出去，我一会儿我就出来了。”
Cambria knows directions better than her mommy.
然后老二呢，比她妈妈更有方向感。
She turned left to go out of the restroom.
然后她出来这个厕所，她就往左转。
And she turned left to go back down the same hallway they had come in.
然后她又往左转，就走那个同样一个走廊。
But not her mommy.
但是妈妈却没有这样走。
She turned right.
然后妈妈出来就往右走。
She turned right again.
然后再往右走。
And went all the way out the wrong exit.
然后就因为那是 U 嘛，她走到另外一个出口了。
Trying to figure out where is Cambria.
然后妈妈就急了，说女儿跑哪儿去了
？Cambria was younger.
然后呢，那个。The second daughter. Okay,
yeah.
我的女儿是当然没有妈妈年纪大。
And so she was starting to get scared.
然后她又没看到妈妈，就开始害怕了。
She was lost.
然后她觉得自己是不是丢了
？Quickly, her mother came and went back in and found where she was.
然后妈妈又进来去找她。
Have you ever been lost?
你有没有就是找不迷路了或者找不着了
？Do you remember the feeling of despair and loneliness because you're lost?
你有没有感觉到你迷路了之后那种绝望，那种失望，还有那种害怕、紧张。
This statement from a pastor named David challenges me.
然后这个牧师他所写的这个真的是很叫大卫的牧师真的是很挑战我。
There's only one thing worse than being lost.
他说比那个走迷路更糟糕的一件事情，就是只有一件。
It's being lost with no one trying to find.
就是你都丢了，你迷路了，但是竟然没有人去找你。
Cambria was lost.
然后我女儿就是。
But her mommy was quick to find her.
我女儿就找不着了，然后但是妈妈马上就去找她。
But what if you were one of the lost people around the world?
但如果你是这个世界上一个失丧的人，你迷路了。
How would you want a person on the other side of the world to live if you were on a road leading to eternal hell and no one had ever told you how to get to heaven?
那你会怎么感觉呢？你在去一个永远灭亡的路上，但是世界上另外国家的人没有人告诉你那边有一条生路。
Brothers and sisters, billions of people have never been told.
你知道吗？弟兄姐妹们，有几十亿的人从来没有被告知说有一条生路，有一条永生的路。
The world is waiting.
这个世界在等待。
And you and I have a responsibility to take the gospel and reach the lost.
你跟我有责任要把福音带给那些没有听到过福音的人。
For the world or for the harvest won't wait until we have the time.
这个庄稼这个收成不是在那等着，直到我们有时间它才会。
It's not ready 4 months from now.
当然现在说还有四个月嘛，门徒说。
It's ready today.
他今天其实就已经这个庄稼就熟了。
May God send forth laborers.
愿庄稼的主差遣做工的人。
God bless you. Thank you for
神祝福你们，谢谢大家。